Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a deep breath and a massive leap forward. We're looking into the crystal ball of gaming for 2026.
It's a big one.
It is. And this isn't just about, you know, faster graphics cards or new consoles. Our source material, the 2026 Gaming Horizon, calls the year a profound year of contradictions.
Which feels right. There's so much pulling in different directions.
Exactly. So our mission today is to quickly pull out the five major predictions that define this horizon. We're going to cover everything from, well, the final bitter moment for physical games to the incredible arrival of AI characters that can genuinely talk back to you.
It's absolutely vital we unpack this because 2026 is shaping up to be a real inflection point. The stakes are, I mean, they're immense. Well, you're looking at market dynamics where one company could just swallow a whole segment overnight. And there's this existential shift in how you even own games. The whole thing is so volatile.
Okay, let's jump right into that volatility then with what's predicted to be the most competitive sector in years, the new handheld wars.
Indeed. Section one is all about who you're carrying in your pocket and who is finally entering the arena.
Prediction number one, and this has been rumored forever, the Xbox handheld finally reveals its face. Microsoft has been so patiently, maybe agonizingly, watching competitors like the Steam Deck and the Asus ROG Ally just dominate this space.
They even watched Sony release the PlayStation Portal, which is a totally different beast.
Well, right, a streaming-only device.
Yeah.
But the source predicts 2026 is when Phil Spencer's little hints turn into actual physical silicon.
And what's fascinating here is the technical core of the thing. It's what lifts it above just being another portable PC. The source makes a really critical distinction. This is going to be a native console.
Meaning it runs the games itself, not streamed over Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Completely independent. It's not just a screen attached to a controller like the PS Portal, which needs a solid connection back to your home console. This is true. Portable freedom.
So what's powering this potential monster?
The sources point to a custom AMD processor. It's described as a derivative of the Z2 Extreme architecture, but built specifically to run the Xbox OS.
Okay, so it's optimized.
Highly optimized, and the impact is just profound. This handheld is predicted to run the entire digital Xbox Series S library locally.
Wow.
With full Game Pass integration, cross-save the works, no confusing drivers, no streaming lag, just your whole library in your backpack.
The source uses some strong language, calling it a potential ecosystem monster.
Yeah.
But hang on, if it's running the whole Series S library, what about the compromises? Screen quality, battery life.
They absolutely address that. The expectation is that Microsoft will lean heavily on resolution scaling, probably a 720p or maybe an 800p OLED screen to manage the heat and battery.
Okay, that makes sense.
But the crucial number, the one the entire prediction hangs on, is the price. If Microsoft can hit around $400, they could effectively swallow the handheld PC market overnight.
A $400 price tag, the optimized OS, Game Pass built in.
Yeah, I can see that being the Switch killer they've wanted for so long. It's a compelling package.
Speaking of the king, let's pivot to Nintendo. Prediction 3 is about the Switch 2 and what the source calls the return of Japanese dominance.
Right.
Nintendo always focuses on gameplay over raw teraflops, but this time, it seems like they're finally, decisively addressing that fidelity gap.
Yes, and while Nintendo is, you know, famously secretive, the reports are pretty consistent. A launch in the first half of 2026, analysts predict the raw power will be somewhere around the PS4 Pro.
Which, I guess, doesn't sound cutting edge for 2026.
It doesn't, but here's where the tech gets really interesting. This is why the Switch 2 can punch way above its weight class.
This would be the secret sauce, right? NVIDIA's DLSS technology.
Precisely. The Switch 2 is heavily rumored to use deep learning super sampling. This is the crucial bridge that just changes everything.
Okay, so break that down. How does it work for the user?
It lets the console render internally at a lower resolution, say 720p, but then it uses AI to upscale the image to near 4K when you dock it to a TV.
So on the big screen, the graphics gap between a portable Nintendo device and, like, a PS5 becomes almost negligible.
For most people, yeah. It closes that gap in a very clever way.
And what's a Nintendo launch without absolutely killer software? The source whispers about dream launch titles.
It does. Specifically, a brand new 3D Mario adventure and a definitive enhanced port of Elden Ring.
Wow. Elden Ring on a Nintendo handheld at launch.
If those titles land in the first half of 2026, and you consider that other competitors might not have many big first-party exclusives that year, Well, Nintendo is perfectly positioned.
They could just dominate the conversation.
And prove once again that magical experiences and gameplay trump raw specs every single time. 2026 is going to be a true peak for handhelds.
Okay, let's pivot now from the hardware we can touch to the content we no longer can. Prediction 4 is potentially bitter news for anyone who loves their physical collection.
Yeah, this one stings a little.
The official irreversible death of physical discs in the Xbox ecosystem.
The signals have been there for years, right? Major retailers like Walmart and Best Buy are shrinking their shelf space for Xbox games.
And Microsoft has been testing the waters with those all-digital Series X models.
Exactly. So this has been a slow-motion thing for a while.
So what's the turning point in 2026? What is the specific thing that marks the end?
The source is very clear. 2026 is the year the first major tentpole first-party AAA title from Microsoft, we're talking Fable, or Gear 6, will be released digital only.
No standard physical version at launch. Period.
Period.
Wow. I mean, that fundamentally changes the relationship we have with our games. If I buy Gear 6 digitally, you're saying I'm basically signing a lease, not buying a thing I own.
That's the perfect way to put it. We're moving from game ownership to game licensing.
And the functional difference is what exactly?
It's all about consumer rights. When you own a disc, it's a tangible item. You can resell it, lend it to a friend. You have access to it forever, no matter what happens to the publisher.
But with a digital license.
You only have permission to access the data as long as their servers are up, and you lose all of those secondary market rights. The resale market is just gone.
That changes the consumer value proposition entirely.
Absolutely. It signifies the end of ownership as we knew it. And in that world, Game Pass doesn't just become important. It becomes, quote, the absolute king.
So physical discs will still exist, but more like vinyl records for collectors.
Exactly. Limited run luxury items, not the standard way you get your games anymore.
All right. We talked hardware peaks and a kind of market low point for collectors. Let's pivot to the software that drives everything. Specifically, the biggest unknown on the horizon.
The fate of GTA X.
Prediction number 2, which is the most painful one in this whole source. GTA Rike delayed to 2027, the nightmare scenario. I mean, we have to acknowledge the pain here. Officially, Rockstar is aiming for fall 2026. But if you look at their history, a delay seems less like a possibility and more like an inevitability, right?
It's completely rational to predict it. Their track record is just riddled with delays. GTA V was delayed. Red Dead Redemption 2 was delayed twice.
Right.
And when you look at the timeline, 2026 is the year of final polish. That's when they have to optimize this massive world, squash bugs, and polish it across multiple platforms. Take-Two, the publisher, simply cannot risk this launch being anything less than a 98 out of 100 masterpiece.
They saw what happened with Cyberpunk 2077.
The ultimate cautionary tale.
Right.
That rushed release cost CD Projekt Red billions in goodwill and stock value. It took years to fix. Take-Two will not make that mistake with what's probably going to be the most expensive entertainment product ever made.
So they're aiming for perfection, and perfection just takes time.
Exactly. And the source predicts a specific moment of despair. Late spring 2026, you'll be scrolling online and you'll see it, that iconic Rockstar font on that red background.
Oh, no.
And the message will say something like, "We need more time, new release date. Spring 2027.
If that happens, the stock market hit would be immediate, right?
Right.
But I wonder about the consumer backlash. Will people be angry or just resigned?
That's the ultimate question, isn't it? Historically, Rockstar has always answered yes. A perfect game is worth the wait. They prioritize the product over quarterly earnings.
Like millions of hearts.
But the source suggests the long-term integrity of the brand is worth the short-term fury. It's that contradiction again. The most anticipated game of the decade is also the least certain to arrive on time.
Okay, that's enough heartbreak and market uncertainty. Let's shift completely from market volatility to pure technological innovation that feels almost certain.
A much happier topic.
Prediction number 5. Generative AI and how it's going to replace those deeply scripted NPCs we've been dealing with for, well, decades.
Yeah, for so long, you walk up to a character in an RPG and they recite lines written 5 years ago from a rigid text tree. If you go off script, they just stare at you.
Or repeat the same two phrases over and over.
Exactly. 2026, though, is when we see the first true demos of what the source calls living NPCs.
I love that term, living NPCs.
Yeah.
How is it technically different from what we have now?
It's driven primarily by something called agentic AI and tools like NVIDIA's ACE technology. Agentic AI is the key. It means the AI isn't just completing a sentence. It has its own goal, a memory of past conversations with you, and a distinct, lore-consistent personality.
It acts independently.
It does. It acts independently to achieve its own micro-goals, like maintaining its grumpy shopkeeper persona.
That sounds absolutely revolutionary for the user experience.
It's transformative. Imagine walking up to that shopkeeper and asking any question you can think of, using your microphone. Maybe you ask about local politics or the history of his purple beard.
And he doesn't just pull from a pre-written list.
No, he instantly generates a unique, contextually rich response based on the game's lore and his own defined personality matrix.
This really blurs the line between a traditional game and, I don't know, a full social simulation. It adds real emergent complexity. You could genuinely learn something new about the world that a writer ever even wrote down.
That complexity is why companies like Ubisoft and Tencent are so heavily invested. And the prediction is that we'll see the first trailer for a game like this at the Game Awards 2026, a title where, functionally, no standard dialogue is pre-written.
Every interaction becomes a unique, unrepeatable piece of narrative.
Exactly.
So we move from a world defined by delays and the death of physical objects.
Yeah.
To a world where characters are suddenly imbued with a new kind of digital life. That really is the ultimate contradiction of 2026.
It is a very strange mix of forward and backward motion.
So what does this all mean? Our deep dive shows 2026 is truly defined by that contradiction. We see a peak year for handhelds with the Xbox handheld and the Switch 2.
We see huge technological leaps with generative AI creating these living characters.
But we also see the final breath of the physical game disc, and the terrifying potential for the biggest delay in gaming history with GTA 6.
And if we connect this all back to you, the consumer, the source offers some very practical advice, especially with all this market uncertainty.
Okay, give us the guidance.
First, if you're planning to buy a console, the advice is to wait for the Switch 2 reveal. That's probably spring 2026. It'll give you the full context before you commit to anything.
Makes sense. What else?
Second, and this is crucial for PC gamers, hold off on upgrading your rig. Hardware prices are volatile, and we still don't know the final PC requirements for GTA 6.
Right. That game's specs will shift the entire high-end hardware market overnight.
Instantly.
Solid advice. And that leads us to our final provocative thought for you, the listener. We spent time on the death of physical discs and the shift to digital licensing.
Cherishing those last days of physical ownership. The feeling of owning the object, not just the access.
Exactly. So as 2026 gets closer and this digital shift becomes absolute, just cherish the final moments of that physical experience.
Mm-hmm.
2026 might be the last year you can walk into a store, buy a new game case, break that seal, and smell that fresh plastic scent.
Mm.
Think about that next time you choose your format, because that sensory experience, it's quickly becoming gaming history.